And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray, back from Cabo San Lucas. Rock Cod Rick's still down there, having fun. But I'll tell you what, we have a great co-host and guest today, Mr. Bill Varney, surf fishing expert and calendar extraordinaire man here this year. So you stay tuned. We're going to be talking surf fishing and all kinds of fishing on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
If you are looking for a powerful, smooth, great casting reel at an affordable price, check out the Shimano Torium HG. It's up to 30% smaller than the previous generation, but still has the same line capacity. The smaller S-compact body design and one-piece die-cast aluminum frame provides more rigidity and lighter weight. Torium now has EI surface treatment and has tested up to 700 times the corrosion resistance of past models. The Shimano Torium HG is not only better on the outside, the inside is amazing, with a cross-carbon drag providing up to 24 pounds of drag pressure from a star drag reel. It has a sealed roller clutch and 6.2 to 1 brass gears. The machined aluminum handle has a larger knob to make it easy to crank in the big fish. The new lightweight aluminum spool gives you better casting and control. Available in three sizes, the Torium HD is the next evolution in compact, rigid, and powerful saltwater star drag reels. Get it now at your local Shimano dealer.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limit of yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. And F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. As I said, Pete Gray back in the studio after a great Los Cabos broadcast yesterday with all the great people in the Sport Fishing Association of California. Jump on the plane in the afternoon and right back here in the Mighty 1090 studios with Mr. Bill Varney, surf fishing expert. Welcome, Bill.
Hey, thank you, Pete. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you here, man. You have been a busy guy. Let's talk about your new 2017 sport fishing calendar first, because that's kind of your major project right now, right?
That's right. That's been keeping me busy since probably about the Fred Hall show or so. Besides surf fishing, that and surf fishing has been keeping me busy.
Yeah, for sure. Tell us about the calendar. It's really well done.
Well, thank you very much. This is a calendar that had been put out by for years by Bill Rucker. Bill had done a wonderful job. His great contributions with photography. He had some beautiful, wonderful articles in Western Outdoor News, other magazines. And Bill decided to retire. So the distributor, who also is the distributor of my book, contacted me, and he said, Bill, we've chosen you to do the calendar.
Wow.
I said, what do you mean, chosen me? I'm busy surf fishing.
Yeah.
I can't be working on
Yeah, this is a big project, right?
Yeah, really, I can't be working on this calendar. So they convinced me that that would be a good idea, and so we began to move ahead with it. And, of course, the calendar takes a tremendous amount of work. Not only do you have to meet with and speak with many of the people who want to advertise in the calendar and get their information out, but more importantly, you have to put together the pictures
yeah.
that come in that calendar.
Yeah.
And some of those pictures might be easy, small pictures, but when it comes to the large pictures in the calendar, we look through literally thousands of pictures. And what was so difficult is not only do you want to find something that's interesting, you want to find a beautiful fish, but you really have to have a great photograph, and great photographs come from great lighting.
Yeah.
So really, some of the best photographers we saw who've submitted their work, we were unable to take it.
Because of the lighting or the way
because of the lighting, exactly.
Okay, yeah, for sure. But you did a great job, and thank you. Both Rick and I made the calendar, which is really kind of cool.
Well, you guys did a great job. For both of you, I really couldn't leave you out, to be honest with you.
Oh, that's nice.
I mean, you're Mr. December, of course. And with a giant trevally at Christmas Island, who wouldn't, in the middle of December right now, want to be down at Christmas Island, okay?
No question about that.
And then as far as Rick was concerned, as much as I didn't want to put Rick in the calendar, he's such a lovely model as it is. Catching the tuna that he caught and his partner, Neil Barber, I told him it was really a historical moment here in Southern California surf fishing. I've fished here 58 years. I've never seen anything like that in our local waters. And to think that you could take two fish that size 10 miles off of San Diego.
Unbelievable.
Not even my wife can believe it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. It's well done now. One of the things that's very important about this calendar is there's going to be a huge benefit to CCA, Coastal Conservation Association of California. You've worked out a program where CCA is going to get some new members.
It really is. You know, we've worked very, very hard with CCA and this calendar. Early in the calendar's development, I spoke with Mike Lum, and I asked Mike, I said, what can we do? You know, what thoughts can we put together to make this work for some of the nonprofit organizations we work with? And he said, you know, I have a really good idea for you. Why don't we do a monthly drawing based on the calendar that will benefit CCA, not only from a publicity standpoint, but most importantly to get more membership and more people following CCA of California so that we can move forward with that organization. So we've done that. What we have is every single month here on Let's Talk Hookup, the third Saturday of each month.
Starting in January.
Right, starting in January 2017. So it'll be every month of 2017. Pete and Rick will announce the third Saturday of each month what our giveaways are. And then following the show, just right after the show's over, CCA of Cal will post on their Facebook page the winning number. All the numbers are individually printed on each one of the calendars. You just turn the calendar over, look at your number, compare it to the number, and see if you're a winner. And then you have up to 5 days to claim your prize after that.
Wow, fantastic. That's really, and they're going to be really great prizes.
Oh, my gosh, they were such great. I was amazed. Let me just read you a short list of some of the things that were on there. Really fantastic gifts. We have tackle, sets of lures from Sumo Tackle. We have fish dope subscriptions, Promar rods, $100 AFCO shopping spree, Accurate Reels, Phoenix rods, Cousins rods, Costa sunglasses. The list goes on and on. Every single month has some great gifts. And the folks who win in January and February will also be receiving free tickets to the Fred Hall Show.
Oh, fantastic. That's really great. Well, where can we get the calendar?
The calendar is carried at every tackle shop from Santa Barbara to San Diego, all Turners. You can find it online at fishthesurf.com or at Surf Fish Tackle, our store.
How much is it?
It's 11. I believe it's $11.95 at the stores. That's it.
Wow.
And
it's got all the tides in it, which is so important.
Exactly. It's got great pictures in it. It's got all the tides that you'll need for fishing in it. It's got all the moon phases in it that you'll need. And most importantly, it's got some good quotes in there that you might be able to memorize and seem like maybe you're somewhat smart at the next cocktail party.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, well done on the calendar, and great job supporting CCA on that effort, too. Now, surf fishing, that's kind of your thing. FishTheSurf.com, and, of course, you wrote the book on surf fishing here in Southern California. What's been going on in surf?
You know, we've had a really interesting year this year. Really, over the last 3 years, unbelievably interesting years in surf fishing, and big changes had gone on. When we had that warm water come up from El Nino, if you think back about 2 years ago, we had the largest number of hurricanes that originated off the central area of Mexico to come north. I believe it was 28 hurricanes.
Whoa.
Yeah, which included one of the largest ever on record to come north. Pushed so much warm water north, of course, that was our El Nino. What it did with surf fishing is it pushed all the cold water north, and with that all the anchovy and sardine, and believe it or not, all the sand crab moved north too. People that I knew who would send me reports from places like Monterey, up around San Francisco, who you could go out and fish and maybe catch a 100, 8 to 10 inch barge surf perch, were now catching 40 and 50, 17 to 20 inchers a day. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
And then down here, you couldn't catch a perch. It was like a pelagic fish that was on the move up
just
the coast.
Too warm?
The water was too warm here, I believe. I believe that as a result, their forage diminished, and they moved north and migrated north to wherever that food was going to be. Now that this water has begun to cool off, it's turned over a bit, I've noticed, in the past few days. These fish have all begun to move back down south again, and all the sand crabs have begun to repopulate again.
Interesting, yeah, which means a lot of good fishing along our coast then.
Going to be exceptional fishing. We've had a really couple of unusual years. The best Corbina fishing normally would be probably in San Diego County, up to maybe Orange County, I would say, in summer. But in the last 2 years, the very best surf fishing for Corbina has been in Carpinteria.
No kidding.
Just 12 miles below Santa Barbara.
Wow.
We've had days up there because we've had several on-the-beach seminars there where we have caught a dozen fish between 25 and 30 inches up there. Just phenomenal
Whoa.
Size and number up there.
Wow.
So those fish will begin to migrate again south as their forage fills in again. And then this year I think we're going to see a fantastic. From San Diego to, I'm going to say, Ventura, going to be a fantastic year this year.
Things are kind of normalizing along the beach. You see the kelp coming back. The temperatures are normalizing. La Nina condition setting in. That warm water's kind of gone, which is good and bad. You know what I mean? There's good things about it and there's bad things about it. And, of course, the good thing is that the surf fishing and the inshore fishing will dramatically improve.
That's absolutely correct. Yeah. And there'll be some certainly changes to the topographical structure of the beach and the way that the sand is set up and all that. All of that will change now as we get more swells out of the northwest.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, you teach classes on the beach classes, right?
I do. I teach on the beach surf fishing seminars in conjunction with the state park system. So we do them at Carlsbad State Beach, Bolsa Chica, Crystal Cove, Carpinteria, and we're trying to get into a couple more places that have actually been closed because of some of the problems with them over the years up in Ventura, but we're going to try to get into Ventura too. We do those all throughout the summer, so they go May, June, July, September, October, all throughout the whole entire summer, and we meet for about 3 to 4 hours. We do about a 20-minute seminar. We walk right down to the sand. We provide all the bait, all the coffee, all the donuts, the three things that you need for surf fishing. And we fish for about 4 hours, and everybody has a great time. And, boy, we have some great catches, too.
Really? Is it kind of a competition, or you just kind of help people catch more fish?
We're just there to help you. So what we do is we spread out on the beach. We normally limit to about 50 people at the most. We spread out on the beach. There's usually four or five of us. And we go between each person and help you rig up correctly, hook your bait correctly. It's a great place to learn what to look for in the water, what a rip current looks like, where a good place to fish is, what a trough's like, all that. So we try to teach that right on the beach.
And how to collect sand crabs, another key deal, right?
Right, sand
it's
crabs.
It's easy once you figure it out, right?
Exactly. Well, you know, that's I think that's true somewhat in fishing in general, but once you kind of figure out the system, it is much easier. And we help people collect sand crabs. We work on clams, different types of clams that we help them collect, ghost shrimp, sidewinder, rock crabs, mussels, all the different baits we teach them how to catch.
All kinds of fun stuff there. So the next one would be in May.
It's going to be in May. It will be Crystal Cove in May. And
you already have the schedule up?
I don't have the schedule, but this is, I believe, the eighth year.
Okay.
So just about every year we are in the same month as far as we're going to be.
Sure.
What will vary over the weekend, and normally we'll have a Friday night and then a Saturday morning session, will be based on the tides. So we go back to the calendar, and we look at the calendar. We figure out what our best tides are. And that's one great thing about the calendar, too, a little secret to everybody who's listening, is you can look at that calendar months in advance, and you can make your plans on when the best days to go fishing or surf fishing are, and so you can kind of arrange your obligations with your family around that.
Now, how do you base that?
Well, in surf fishing, normally the best tides for fishing would be a large or a relatively large tidal swing. So about every 2 weeks, you're going to see that. So when you have a full moon period or a new moon period, you're going to have a larger tide swing, astronomical tides, that you would during a period that's in between there, which are called diurnal tides, which are tides that move very little. So normally if I'm fishing for the larger number of surf fish, I'm going to look for a larger tide change. And then if I'm specifically fishing for halibut, I want very little tide change. I want the water to be moving very, very little.
Very little. Okay. So during the diurnal stages is when the halibut is.
Exactly. When the halibut may be most active.
Incoming, outgoing, what's best?
Well, it depends on what beach you're on. If I'm fishing on a beach that has been dredged, so if you look at Hermosa, Manhattan, Redondo, Pacific Beach, a lot of beaches where they have brought sand from offshore onto the beach, I'm going to fish about 2 hours before high tide, in general, to 2 hours after. When I go to a beach that's in a natural state, so maybe Carlsbad or San Alejo, for example, I'm going to fish any tide, really, at high and low, because I'll find good troughs both at low tide and high tide, because ones where the beach has not been dredged, there's natural troughs there that may have been there for centuries, or rocks, or structure and things like that.
Some kind of structure.
Right.
Yeah. Now, you have your own rod named after you, the Cousins Rods built for you, right?
I do. Cousins put together four rods for us. Three spinning rods, two light action rods, an 8.5 foot, a 9 foot, and then a medium action rod, which is a 9 foot, which is a better rod for, let's say, fishing down in Cabo San Lucas or maybe off rocks or something like that. And then we also have a casting rod that you use with a casting reel specifically for fishing halibut with lures like Lucky Crafts, Rapalas, and so forth. And they've been very, very popular rods. And they've been very durable. Of course, Cousins does a wonderful job making their rods. They stand behind them, and they've really been successful. So we're really happy about them.
Specific for certain types of each one is specific for a certain type of surf fishing.
Exactly. Like, for example, if I was to use the 8.5 foot, that would be for maybe somebody who's a little shorter of stature, beginning in surf fishing, or going to fish in an area where they have limited casting, like near docks. Things like that, they're going to need a little shorter rod. In general, I like to use the 901, which is the 9 foot light action rod, which works great for long casts on the beach. It has so many applications. It's good for corbina inshore. It's good for casting offshore. You can fish grubs, live bait, and so forth. And then, of course, the medium action rod, much better if I was to fish down in East Cape. I caught a 25-pound yellowfin tuna right from the beach there at the lighthouse.
From the beach?
From the beach at Las Arenas at the lighthouse right there. Although when you look at the pictures, it's bent over like a noodle, but certainly has the backbone to catch the fish. And then the last rod would be the casting rod, and we use that specifically with a reel like a Lexo or a Corrado or a small bait casting reel, and then we're casting about a 3/4 to 1 ounce Lucky Craft, Rapala, Rick's not here, but whatever we choose to call it. And we'll use other baits too, like crocodiles, castmasters, and actually needlefish. So those all work in the surf for halibut.
Okay, very good. Now, Cousins and Bill and the guys have very generously donated one to give away today to one of our listeners. What are we giving away?
They donated a beautiful rod, and the winner will have it shipped right to their house. All I have to do is throw the reel on it and go right down to the beach. So
great.
We're going to be shipping out probably an 852, the 8.5 foot rod. rod, weighs 6.1 ounces, and it's just a fantastic, super light, balanced. The rod is balanced right over the reel, so it's very, very light, easy to carry, and you can fish on 3-4 hours on the beach without fatigue.
Wow, fantastic. Well, you heard it. We're giving away a Bill Varnay signature surf fishing rod today to one lucky caller. You want to get through? It's going to be a busy morning. Already the 877-792-1090 lines are full. One line still open at 858-457-1090. 858-457-1090. You're going to have a chance to win that Bill Varnay Cousins signature rod. And when we come back, we're jumping into your phone calls. More Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
You know, holidays are here and holiday parties are here, and one place to get the ultimate holiday party tray is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to San Diego Landing in Point Loma. I'm telling you, you want to wow your guests for a fantastic party tray. Nobody does it like Point Loma Seafoods. You just call them up, tell them how many people, what specifically you want on your tray. They're fantastic, famous smoked fish, those huge, fantastic shrimp, the sauces, ceviche, the best ceviche in town. It's absolutely the best party tray and the best way to impress your guests and make it easy for you this holiday season. Point Loma Seafoods, just give them a call. Tell them you want to order a party tray. They'll guide you and help you through getting it. It'll be ready, and you take it home and have a great time. Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. This is Doug Kern. Be sure to get that saltwater angler on your list what they really want. A gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad A, Therese, Stella, Saragossa, Tranx, Terramar, Waxwing, Colt Sniper, Butterfly, Torium, Tiagra, and too much more from Shimano to mention. Bottom line, we have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out the perfect gift. Check out our web specials and much more at saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half-day trips and now three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. Book online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
This is Captain Art Taylor. I'd like to invite you aboard Searcher for your next fishing vacation. Enjoy our air-conditioned cabins and galley, new improved bay tank, RSW system to preserve your catch, delicious food prepared by chefs Charlie and Dan, and a fantastic crew. Our 2017 schedule is available now. Book your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Mr. Bill Varnay, surf fishing expert here. In the studio, we're giving away a Bill Varnay Cousins surf fishing rod, a custom rod, thanks to the great people over at Cousins. All the lines are full, but keep on trying at 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Also, we've been talking about the new calendar. If you haven't checked out the new calendar, it's on your website, right? Fishthesurf.com.
It is.
You can see it.
You can see it right on fishthesurf.com.
Yeah.
That's
all right. And so buy up those calendars. Get ready for 2017.
That's right. It's here.
Yeah. When did you start working on this?
I think, you know, I think it was like January 2nd, 2016.
I was going to say, it was a full year project that you put in.
It takes, you know, to figure out the, we get the tide information from somebody else, but to get that put together and find sponsors and work on, you know, certainly who you're going to help in the calendar, the quotations, the writing, just putting the entire calendar together takes months and months to do it. And I think one of the toughest things, Pete, I told you, is finding those right pitchers for it, because there's a lot of great pitchers of fish out there, but you want a smiling face, you want the right lighting on it so you can see the fish in the person's face and so forth. So
yeah,
a lot of work,
hard
but
to take
fun.
A good fishing picture for sure.
Very, very difficult. Yeah. But my one suggestion to every single fisherman out there, your one rule in taking a picture, just make sure that the light is at your back, at your back.
Yeah.
Not at the person who you're taking a picture of, but your back.
And a lot of times what I use a lot of fill flash, too.
Oh, that's
a
good idea, exactly.
That really helps, too, because that brightens up the fish and the face and everything, too.
Absolutely. So. And you can also mitigate that a little bit if you need to. If it's a little bit too bright, overexposed, it's easy to fix that. If it's underexposed, much more difficult to correct.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we're going to jump into those jam-packed phone lines right now. Start it up with Dick calling us from San Diego. Good morning, Dick. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning, Pete, and happy holidays. Good morning, Bill. And
thank you, Dick.
Happy holidays to you, too. I've, as they say, probably a little bit longer of tooth, and I go back to the days of Fred Oakley, and I know that you fished with Fred. He was a friend of yours. And I have a couple questions. One, I'd really enjoy hearing your best Fred Oakley story, and specifically how it relates to variety south of the border. And then also any suggestions you might have in terms of fishing halibut after a grunion run.
Okay, those are great questions. Thank you, Dick. Fred Oakley was just a wonderful person. He was my mentor, and I think I met Fred for the first time and began to work for him probably about 1968. And we collected bait from Santa Barbara to San Diego, and we supplied it to just about every tackle shop along the coast. He would come and pick me up in the evening. We would catch bait, him and another fellow and I, all night long. And then first thing in the morning, we'd go in his van and drive to all these tackle shops and drop off bait to some of the most gruff fishermen you've ever met in your life. And one thing about Fred is Fred, that people don't know about Fred, was not only was he a fantastic athlete in high school at Redondo Union High School, he's on the basketball and football team and track team, and he held all the records, very quiet guy at that, but he was a fantastic caster, and he had the world casting record for about 7 or 8 consecutive years. I think Ron Ara was the person who eventually beat him. Fred was so good at casting that he could take a 14-foot Calcutta with a Jigmaster with about 350 yards of monofilament, put a 4-ounce sinker on there, and he could cast it from the beach so far that before the sinker would hit the water, the line would snap off the spool and he'd be completely spooled. That's how far he could cast.
Wow.
He was an unbelievable. But I would think, Dick, the most incredible story about Fred with all of his world records, he held the world record for Mako Shark, which he caught on the beach, if you can believe that. He held it for, IGFA told me, I think 17 years before somebody bested it on a boat. That Fred was afraid of the water and never learned how to swim.
Interesting.
Very unusual.
Wow, what an amazing story. Hey, Dick, good start there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up a local line at 858-457-1090. Open right now. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Let's talk to Keith calling us from Mission Viejo. Good morning, Keith. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning, Keith. Good morning, Bill.
Thank you, Keith.
Hey, Bill, with these restrictions we've had put along the coast for the last few years, do you think that has helped the surf fishermen? And if so, would you like to see these restrictions stay in place the next 10 to 20 years?
Wow.
Good question.
That's a good question. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to be honest with you. Over the past few days, I've really been wrestling with this issue. It's really been bothering me. I've spent 58 years, basically, of my life, my whole life, surf fishing the coast from Santa Barbara to San Diego. And many of the very best areas that we used to fish, which had zero pressure, have been closed. They're either closed through an MLPA closing, they're closed for a county, state, federal closing, or they're closed because of the access, because private property is, you know, purchased the access to those areas. So we have lost some of our best areas. Just yesterday, I was down to one of my favorite bait catching spots. It was the last place to catch ghost shrimp in Orange County, and I went down there yesterday and found that it is now off limits legally to go there, and they fenced it in. They have fenced it in. They're doing some type of reconstruction. It's in the Santa Ana River where they're moving some of the sand around, and they've just come to the conclusion now that because homeless people had been down in that area, that they'll no longer allow anybody down there. So that's the
now what do you do?
Right, now what do you do? And of course, that's the negative side. And, of course, we're not here to talk about, I mean, that's why we go fishing, to get away from work and the phone and all that, to be happy and enjoy ourselves. So with that said, the other side of the coin is the fact that areas like Bologna Creek, areas like the Talbert Marsh area, Bolsa Chica, which have been opened up and allowed now to go back to their natural flow where there is an inland tidal area where many fish can spawn. That is such an incredible positive. I'm going to say right now on the radio that in the next 5 years, the state record for spotfin croaker, yellowfin croaker, and very likely corbina will probably be caught somewhere between Bologna Creek and San Clemente, let's say, Santa Monica and San Clemente, because now there's a fantastic estuary area available for those animals to spawn.
Wow, that's fantastic. So, I mean, so let's go back to the closures. I mean, there's some benefits, but there's also some political, especially like in Laguna Beach and such like that, where it was just so political there that the wealthy residents just didn't want to have it, right?
Absolutely.
And that's just wrong. But, you know, it's something we have to live with.
Well, it is, and that's exactly what we saw, actually, up and down the coast. If you think about, for example, Zuma, Big Dune, and Little Dune, those are three of my favorites. But Zuma was a great place to perch fish, whether it was walleye or barred perch. And then when you move down south, just a mile from there, to Big Dune, Little Dune, probably one of the best places to catch a white sea bass along the whole coast was right there at the beach, all closed. And there was never pressure there. I mean, there was me and four guys surfing, and then sometimes I was the guy surfing, and sometimes the other guy was the guy fishing.
And all that is closed now.
All of that is closed.
Why? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Yeah. It really doesn't.
It doesn't make any sense. Hey, thanks a lot for bringing that up, Keith. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Speaking of surf fishing, what do you need to go fishing in the surf? Do you need a fishing license?
You do need a fishing license. The exception to that would be two places. One would be in Mexico, where they don't require a fishing license on the beach, but I would never fish there without a license.
Yes.
And the other place, of course, would be Hawaii, where the only time you need a fishing license is when you freshwater fish in Hawaii.
Wow, is that right?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So there's maybe three people who freshwater fish.
Yeah, that's
everybody. But yes, you need a license. And then really, you know, my suggestion to certainly everybody out there who's starting out in surf fishing is it's great to think that I'm going to go out and spend $250 on a Bill Varney rod or a beautiful reel, a lot of great choices and reels to choose out there and so forth. But I would not do that. I would just go into my garage. I'd look for my longest trout rod. You want something that's whippy and has a lot of bend to it. And I'd start out with that rod. I just put 6-pound monofilament on there, go down to the beach, get a feel for surf fishing. Once you find out that's something you like, then you can go to the next level. And there's quite a few good rods besides mine out there that are available.
And then also be aware of closed areas, be aware of the closures and such like that.
Exactly. Be aware of closed areas. Most closed areas are not marked in any specific way. You can go to DFW's website and see their closure areas. You can go to my website and click under MLPA. I have all of those closed areas in an aerial view so you can see exactly where they begin and end. But watch out for that. Most of the time, the DFG wardens will give you a warning and ask you to move. But in general, just be careful where you are.
Yeah, and there are some closure areas that you are allowed to surf fish.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. One area that has always been a ton of confusion for everybody because we talk about Laguna Beach is Crystal Cove. Crystal Cove has always remained open in the El Morro area to surf fishing. You cannot take any bait from the beach. You can't pull any mussels off the rocks. You have to bring in your own bait. But you can fish from the beach, and you can keep your fish there.
All right. That's a good tip. All right, hey, 858-877-792-1090, a line open there. You want to get through There's your chance. First-time callers always go to the front of the line. That's Chuck in San Diego. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for being a first-time caller on Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, good morning, gentlemen. I consider myself quite lucky to have captured a 25-inch Corbina with a Lucky Craft rice minnow in August on the Ocean Beach Pier.
Whoa.
That's a nice one.
Nice one.
Yeah, I was king for a day. I'm looking forward to trying for perch with the grubs, as you outlined in the Western Outdoor News recently, as well as getting your book. You answered my question right off the bat concerning the larger models of perch being taken in the San Diego area, mm-hmm. as opposed to the central and northern parts of the state. And my question is, do you think that we'll be blessed with an anchovy run here this year due to the colder water this year?
Well, it sure, I mean, that's a tough question, of course, but it sure seems that as the water cools, all of the bait that moved north will make its way south. It's not afraid to come south. It's just the water was too warm for it to find forage in order for it to grow. So I do think that's going to come south. But to just give you a quick tip about the grub fishing is when you go to the beach and you fish with grubs, remember that you want to fish areas that you cover as most surface area as possible. So that not only means moving, don't stay in one place all day, move along the beach and cover as much area as possible, but fan cast, start casting out to your left and slowly retrieve, straight out and retrieve, and to your right and retrieve. Go through that pattern about five times. Retrieve very, very slowly across the bottom. The colder the water is, the slower your retrieve is going to be. And then if you do that, let's say five times without a bite, walk 100 yards down the beach and go through the same pattern over and over again until you find where the fish are.
Because they'll be in different sections of the beach, right?
Exactly, as caused generally by currents and where their food is.
Yeah, and always be aware of how big the surface, how big the rip currents are and such like that, because they can be very, very dangerous.
Absolutely. That's something that I pointed out recently in one of my articles in Western Outdoor News that you really have to be careful about. You want to be cognizant of where you are on the beach in comparison to the surf. So I always find a spot on the beach to fish, and then I look up behind me to make sure that if I need an escape route, if a big wave comes, I need an escape route, I can run up the beach without getting stuck in front of a berm or tripping over an area. And that's true for fishing from the rocks, too, and particularly true from the rocks. Very, very dangerous in fishing from the rocks. You never want to go down to the level of the water to pull a fish in up over a rock between waves. That is very, very dangerous. But what I normally see is probably the biggest error that people make, and maybe the most dangerous thing, is when you're baiting up your hook, when you're taking a picture of your fish, when you're tying a new rig, you want to walk back up away from the water and be a safe distance from the water while you do that, because the number one rule in surf fishing, always keep your eye on the water.
Yes, very good points. Hey, thanks for being a first-time caller with us, Chuck. Please join us again. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, talk to Roger in Fullerton. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Bill. First of all, Pete, this is a while back, but thank you for carrying the World Series. You're the only station in Southern California that stepped up and carried it.
And what a great World Series it was.
Thank you very much. And my question, Bill, is have you ever seen a rogue wave while you've been fishing along the surf?
Oh, absolutely. You know, many times. Of course, I've been caught off guard many times myself, but I've got a quick story for you about that. There's a fella, a surf fisherman, and certainly up in the category of Fred Oakley, Ron Schmidt, who lives up in the South Bay. And Ron is in his late 70s, I think, now. Fantastic surf fisherman. He has several records. So one day he tells me, hey, Bill, you know, I'm going to be down on the rocks in Huntington Beach tomorrow surf fishing. Come down there and visit me. Let's go fishing together. So I go down there. The surf is probably 6 foot plus, really, really big surf, so maybe 10-foot faces on these waves. And I see Ron in his late 70s out on the end of these rocks, and I believe he's out there with his son. And here's a person who shouldn't even be out in the rocks anyway. I know guys 50 years old won't go out on the rocks, let alone this guy. And all of a sudden, a huge wave comes along, and both he and his son disappear inside of this wave at the end of the rocks. And I was really, really worried. And I look out when it clears up, and there is his son down on the seat of his pants. His son's probably 40. And there's Ron standing up, holding his rod, didn't even notice.
Gosh.
He looked like George. You know, he looked like a surfer out at Pipeline, yeah, punching through the top of the wave.
They were incredible. Lucky.
They were very, very lucky.
Yeah, they were. Don't repeat that.
Yeah, Pete and I both have seen many people over the years lose their lives on the rocks.
No
so.
Question. All right, Roger. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, Mike in Rosemead. You're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. My number is 1572. It took me an hour of sitting in the 10 freeway traffic last night to get to Turner's in West Covina just to get the calendar. So
nice.
I have it staring me right in the face.
That sounds like a winning number to me.
Last year, so it's really put together well, and I highly recommend people getting it. Now, will you announce the drawing number at the on your show, Pete?
Yes. Bill is going. Bill and Wayne from CCA are going to provide us the winning number
Exactly. It's going to be the third Saturday of every month.
Every month.
And you'll be provided with all the prizes and so forth.
And then
we might let Pete tell the numbers online here, or we might just have you go to Facebook. We would prefer for everybody, if they can, to go to Facebook today. Just type in the search thing, CCA of Cal, and then just friend them, or like them, rather, like their page, and it will come up right on your news feed, and you'll be able to look right at it and get the number as soon as it comes up. And right there also on the news feed is where you're going to respond to it, and we're going to be able to send you the presents.
Perfect.
And gifts.
All right. Well, and we'll go over those rules as we go on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you join CCA, now let's say I joined tomorrow or today, it's a yearly thing from the time you join, right? It's not like a December to January thing.
It's a yearly thing from when you join, and then when it comes up to about a month or so before the expiration, they'll send you an email and a link and allows you to renew. So you can go on a yearly basis if you'd want, or you can give a larger donation and be a permanent member, whatever you choose to do. And what we're doing with CCA and what CCA is doing for us is very, very important. And I know, as much as everybody doesn't want to deal with politics and fishing, because I don't, we do need to deal with it somewhat. But CCA is going to have much more for us to offer besides just looking out for our fishing rights. They're going to provide a contest. They're going to provide seminars. We're going to do an on-the-beach seminar for just CCA members and so forth. So there's going to be a lot of great benefits. We're going to have a super time.
And eventually we're going to do a star tournament, a big fishing tournament like they do in Texas and mm-hmm. Louisiana and Florida. Huge tournaments, like 20,000 participants, and with thousands of dollars in cash and prizes too involved, and eventually that's what it's going to come to in California here too. So a lot to look forward to, and if that weren't enough to make you want to join CCA, what's going on right now with this bluefin tuna closure effort is certainly should be at everybody who listens to this radio show in their mind. CCA is in the forefront, along with the American Sport Fishing Association of California, against the fight to stop this ridiculousness that they're trying to list Pacific bluefin tuna as endangered species. It's just an extreme environmental group's crazy proposition. It has legs. It's got legs. So that's why we need people like CCA, Wayne, and all the people back that are working. It's a national effort that's going forth right now. And that's why everybody needs to support this group for that one particular deal. Is, do you want to fish bluefin tuna in the future? By golly, we certainly do, and we need CCA to support that. So please join CCA and buy the calendar and win some prizes.
That's right.
Yeah.
Have
all
some
right.
fun.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls. That did pop open a couple lines. It's been a busy morning. There's your chance. You can win that Bill Varnay Cousin Surf Fishing Rod. 877-792-1090. Open right now. When we come back, fish reports and more. Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090.
Call the office. Tell them I'm sick. Got some serious business. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
Time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar. And on while we're talking surf fishing, let's ask the expert here about catching fish using Power Pro, and that is with like a Lucky Craft or a Rapala lure in the surf. It works pretty well, right?
Exactly. You know, there's a couple applications in the surf for line. Monofilament's a great application when you need stretch, so you're fishing the spinning reel. But man, when you're fishing the Lucky Craft, the Castmaster, the Crocodile, all of those lures, that works as a great Power Pro, is a great line because you're going to get a great longer cast out of it. You can carry more of it on your reel. And you want to be tight to your bait when you get bit. There's no letting them eat it.
Yes.
When you got a Lucky Craft.
Yeah, for sure. So, and that's what Power Pro does, is like there's very little stretch. So you feel that bite and you set the hook and you get them. So try it out. You know, it comes in like 10-pound test, which is like really thin. Put it on your reel. You'll be amazed. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store or check powerpro.com.
For East Cape fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fishery report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts, so let's go fishing.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course, I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, boat California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
XSRF 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztec.
What that slam dunk? That's what I'm talking about.
San Diego sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Time to find out what's biting out there. The catch report today, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is certainly San Diego's finest. Nobody comes close. That's why they're known as the fish pros. And once you try them, you're going to be hooked. They'll fillet, they'll vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as the best smoked fish on their jerky is unbelievable. And don't forget that famous exclusive tuna burger is beyond comprehension there. Check fishermansprocessing.com for details, or just see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing. Let's start up at Dana Wharf's Forest Fishing, and filling in today, Shane Manser. Good morning, Shane.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. How's the fishing?
You know, typical this time of the year. Things have been fun. Three-quarter day boats, you know, continuing to pick away down on that rockfish grounds down there. You know, been putting some decent scores, you know, from day to day, right set of conditions. And, you know, some nicer quality reds here and there coming over the rail and, you know, continuing to pick away at that. And as we all know, it's coming to a close here pretty soon. So a couple more weeks of that and, you know, good time to put a more bags of rockfish away if you haven't already done so. That's going to be close here soon. But nonetheless, been picking away down there on the rockfish. And half-day sector as well has been pretty fun, believe it or not. The water's dropped a little, 60 degrees. But nonetheless, you know, kind of changed tactics a little bit. focus some baits down on the bottom and seeing some nicer fish, you know, a little more finesse style of fishing, working that swim bait a little slower, and seeing some nice quality fish though coming off the beach. Some big sheephead mixed in from day to day. Guys bringing some shrimp, really putting a hurting on those things actually the last couple of days here. So, half day sector's been fun, you know. Halibut derby's in full swing. Gotta always mention that. Got 17 fish up on the board so far. So, largest fish,
wow.
32 pounds. Nice one for David Mendez, holding it strong on the number one spot right now. But, I'll break it down a little bit for the halibut derby. There's a few different ways to enter the derby. You can, of course, jump on one of the specific drift boats, and, you know, it's a 9-hour limited load trip. All we do is drift around for halibut all day. And we've been productive, actually. We've been able to pick some halibut almost every single trip. So, it's been productive, to say the least. Now, there's another way you can enter the drift boat too. You don't have to do the 9-hour specialized trip. You can hop on any open party trip, pay your $5 entry fee in the office before you come out. And if you catch a halibut on an open party trip, you're entered to win. You're on the board and, you know, see where it goes from there.
You're in.
But lots of cool prizes. I mean, crazy. $1,500 upwards of, you know, top five fish are getting cash prizes. We got giveaway grab bags every month for top fish. A lot of cool stuff. It'd take me 10 minutes to break down the whole thing. I mean, it's a really cool deal.
You guys
of course,
have done
you know,
such a good
everything's
job
there on the website. Yeah, it's been cool.
Yeah,
been awesome.
Fantastic. Yeah, Dana Wharf, sportfishing.com, right?
Yep, that's right. DanaWharf.com. You can also call the office, 496, area code 949-496-5794. Of
all
course,
right.
Save a little bit of money on the Let's Talk Hookup website. Link is there in the little corner of the page. Save a little bit of money.
Big time money, yeah. You go right on the front page of our website, click on that Dana Wharf banner, and save big bucks on a half and three-quarter day trip. Shane, great job. Appreciate that. Nice hearing from you. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thank you, guys. Have a good rest of your day.
All right, you too. All right. Sport Fishing Financials, Rick Jensen. We moved him to today because we had such a crazy show yesterday. But lots of things going on in Northern Baja. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Bill, and welcome back. Pete, how you guys?
Thanks.
Doing great.
A little jet lag from a whirlwind 48 hours in Cabo, but we're hanging in there.
Yeah, I think you're used to that stuff, Pete. I catch you on the road more than at home, huh?
Seems that way, right?
So anyway, starting as we do down in Mag Bay, the yellowfin tuna continue to keep improving. Fish are getting bigger. Wahoo outside is still steady. Earlier in the week, Nathan Burberry from Playa Ventura was over at Mag Bay and went out on a skiff. He got a late start due to the tide, and he managed to bring in an 80-pound class wahoo, four school-sized yellowfin tuna, and found the pongaro to round it out for three yellowtail, but lobster for $10. So he had a feast while he was there, and sounds like the weather's been pretty steady in that area. Up at Mulahay, where he's at Playa Buenaventura, they have some roomtail grouper being caught with a couple cabri in the count. The fish seem to be spawning in the bay, lots of bait around, and the big numbers of whale sharks are still there. So the spawn and the krill and the whole deal, a lot of life in the bay, be a great place to be now. Up at Bahia Asuncion, big yellowtail are starting to move into their winter holes. Just recently in the last couple of days, had some guys out real close by get the big 30-pound and up yellowtail there. At Cedros, talked to Jeff the other day, and he said some cold weather moved through. No yellowtail really to speak of. Calico fishing a little slow. The focus has been on the deep water, chuckleheads, and pinot bass. So a little bit of weather moved through there. I'm sure that'll clean up as this passes through the south. San Quintin, definitely some wind. And when the weather windows, there's some smaller yellowtail around, good numbers of ling cod. There's mini max and sardines all over in the bay. The ling cod fishing and yellowtail, look for that to improve in January and February. It's always a good time to be there. There seems to be a good bite that time of the year when everything else seems to be slow. It's real steady there, so that should be on the improve. In Ensenada, there's solid rockfish, not much else going on. And up in the northern Cortez, we didn't get a report, but it's still a good time to be up there.
Yeah.
So that wraps it up.
Man, what a great report, Rick. And, of course, sport fishing and finances, they go hand in hand. And Rick Jensen is the man. He's been helping a lot of our listeners with their finances and keeping things straight and even taking them fishing, right?
Yeah, hey, we all could see what's happening with the market and the new regime in here at the presidency. So, you know, look for us to help you grow your money, create income, preserve your money, whatever you're looking for, and also build great job on the calendar. You can find our information inside back cover of the calendar.
Oh, okay.
And you can find us at sportfishingfinancial.com and 949-481-1807.
That's right. It's the inside back cover of the Bill Varnair Sport Fishing Calendar for 2017 is a very nice ad that Rick has, and you can find out all the information right on the inside of the calendar.
Absolutely. Great, great ad, great information, and beautiful pictures.
Good job.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to try to see if I can't be a photographer this year and take out Pete or Rick on one of those months.
There you go.
Well, you're going to have to break out your bikini, it looks like.
Yeah. Well, we That's can't all be covered here, else I'll do what I can there.
Nice hearing from you, Rick, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate that. Surf guru extraordinary Gundy Gunderson's on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Hey, we're talking surf fishing,
That's
man.
Right. Let us know.
Yeah, let us know. Hey, you know, we've been talking about typically cooler water and how we're moving into some good barred perch fishing. Well, we have more evidence of that this week. The Uptown Derby was held yesterday at Wiley's. And we have another two-pound class winner, Dave Keeley. This guy's a ringer. 2 pound, 2 ounce was the winner of the Derby, taking on a go shrimp. Now, I always call a go shrimp your big fish hunting with a go shrimp. It's always a quality fish. You're looking for something a little better. Emma Woods was where he caught the fish. The next size fish was caught by Kenny Nakano, 1 pound, 9 ounce. And then they had a 1.8, a 1.7. Kenny likes to fish those Lucky Craft, MS Anchovy, the 110 Flash Minnow. It's kind of interesting because typically perch fishing, you know, you think about grubs or gulp baits and things like that, you know, but these guys are trying for a little better quality. As a search bait, I always like using grubs to find the fish, to find the schools or the areas that are that they're holding in. And then secondly, once you find those fish, then you can go to these bigger fish tactics like these guys are using. I mean, Lucky Craft, a 110 minnow is a big bait, and it's not typically what you'd throw for a barred surf perch. But, you know, here you are, you're trying to win a little derby, so you want to go a little bigger. To the south, I'd say from Point Vicente south, smaller perch, a few halibut mixed in. But the real big fish zone there, if you want a quality barred perch, I'd say would be from Point Magoo, probably Gaviota on the northern end there, and that whole stretch, I would say centering on Ventura and Oxnard. These beaches consistently put out these 1 pound-plus perch, bigger quality fish, and this time of year, we'll see them. We'll see them a little bit in the spring. We'll see that nice spawn, and so all through this, it's almost the best time of year to get a better fish. The guys were fishing high tide, and there was actually one Corvina taking a few yellowfin croaker in there. But, you know, as a surf angler, you owe it to yourself to make a road trip up there, you know, a little camping trip or something like that, and hit some of those big perch spots. Because a 2 pound perch is a lot different than a little, you know, sand dollar you might catch to the south
there.
That's a
nice fish, man.
That is a nice fish. 2 pound, 3 ounce. And the same guys seem to get them, so there's some guys doing the right things up there. Really neat thing watching these little derbies, and you see how the real good fishermen put it together.
Guru Scundy Gunderson, of course, we can read about you in Western Outdoor News, various articles every week, and I sure appreciate your efforts here on Let's Talk Hookup every week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
I enjoy doing it, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Gundy. Happy holidays to you, too.
Appreciate that. All right, let's jump into those jam-packed phone lines. Mike in San Diego, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. I'm over here at Balboa Medical Center working today, and I just want to make sure everybody remembers our armed servicemen and women during this holiday season.
Very good.
Okay, back to the question. I just started doing surf fishing here. I used to surf fish on the East Coast for striped bass and stuff, I'm an artificial guy. I'm really not a bait guy. What's the best artificials for me to use? I use the little 2-inch sandworms and little grubs. What size lead head should I use?
Well, it depends on what you're fishing for exactly. Let's say, let's just take a couple examples here. And of course, Gundy's is talking about these great big perch that we're seeing somewhere between Santa Barbara and really Malibu, I would say. The whole zone, like you said, in there has got some great fish. So what do you use? Well, if I'm going to use a grub, I'm generally going to fish a 1.5 to 2 inch size grub. I'm not going to fish a 4 or 5 or 6 inch if I'm fishing for perch. You can rig that with a lead head. You might have more luck if you use a Carolina rig. Gives it a little bit more natural look, where I'd fish with a half or three quarter ounce sliding sinker about
so that the bait is actually free floating in the surf.
Exactly. Although the bait is near or on the bottom, because there's a leader of maybe 18 to 24 inches, it has a much more free-flowing movement
okay,
to it.
Okay, so a pretty short leader.
The bigger the surf, the shorter the leader. The smaller the surf, the longer your leader. Because if your leader's too long and the surf's big, your bait's up by the surface, and all surf fish feed on the bottom. So you want to err on the side of short, and you want to err on the side of heavier.
Okay.
So that would be one approach. Another approach is, let's say that you're halibut fishing. Any number of lures can be used. If it wasn't for the invention of Rapalas, and Lucky Crafts, those two lures, you probably would be using a crocodile or a Castmaster today. If you went back to the 1930s and 40s and 50s, my dad and my uncle, that's all they used at the beach in Hermosa Beach for halibut fishing. So look for something that's shiny, something that is going to reflect the image and the shadow of small fry in the surf, which would be baby perch, because that's what the big corbina, that's what the big perch, that's what all the surf fish are eating.
And you fish in the waves, right? You don't go casting beyond the waves.
Exactly. You want to fish right in the surf where you have off-colored, foaming, jumble type of water. If you put on your mask and go diving outside the surf, you'll basically see two things. One would be nothing, and just the bottom, and the other would be an occasional shark or maybe a big fish swimming by like a white sea bass. All of the smaller fish, the surf fish, are not only going to be inside the surf for safety, but also for food.
Yeah, indeed. And you pick up the book, right? Fish the Surf.
Exactly.
At various tackle stores or at fishthesurf.com and read that book and you'll learn a lot.
You'll get a lot of information right out of the book. Very, very simple stuff.
Good luck with Mike. Mike, thanks a lot for the call this morning. And when we come back, more of your phone calls, more from Mr. Bill Varnay. 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. You want to get through and have a chance to win that Bill Varnay Cousins rod? We'll see you just in a couple of minutes right back here on Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Baja California.
You're listening to the home of the Aztecs.
He's gone. Touchdown, Aztecs.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, El Gato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. This time of year, the fishing offshore is hit and miss. Some days you struggle, the other days you come home with your limited yellowfin. Believe me, you never know. But unlike the unpredictability of fishing, you can always count on Ford F-Series pickups, America's best-selling trucks 39 years and counting. One reason F-150 is so popular with fishermen is the high-strength, military-grade aluminum body panels. Chevy, Dodge, and Toyota bodies will all eventually rust, but not F-150. Its body panels won't rust ever. That's pretty important for folks like us that launch boats on a regular basis. An F-150's revolutionary body is bolted to a solid steel frame to make it stronger, more capable, and more efficient than ever. When it comes to trucks, fishermen and fisherwomen can always rely on Ford. And right now is a great time to buy. Special incentives have just been announced. That means bigger savings and lower payments on F-150. Log on to their new website, buyfordnow.com, for all the details. That's buyfordnow.com. Then stop by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.